You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
When we describe things as obtuse, there are clearly negative connotations, and the scope of those negative connotations has been expanding, perhaps in part because of the word abstruse.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Here with us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hello, Anne.
Good morning.
Now, I should say, we're not going to talk about everything that's been going on in the Capitol, everything that's going on in the country as we lead up to the inauguration, but we are going to talk about a word that's been in the news.
That's exactly right. As we get ready for the new administration, this word was used to describe the new head of the Treasury Department. Now, I got tuned into this word because I received an email with the subject line, "I thought this word was a joke, colon, abstruse," spelled A-B-S-T-R-U-S-E.
Totally sounds like a joke.
And this person had been reading a New York Times column by Paul Krugman called In Praise of Janet Yellen, the Economist, and it was about her body of work. And here's the sentence from Paul Krugman's piece. "All this may sound abstruse, but I can vouch from my own experience that this work had a huge impact on many young economists." Do you ever use the word abstruse?
No, I had to look this one up. Otherwise, just like the person who sent us the email, I probably would have thought it was a joke if I'd seen it somewhere.
I went to see if I use this word. I searched my computer here at home, and I found two files. One is the notes for this segment. The other is a set of page proofs for a volume where I contributed a chapter. The word abstruse shows up in the introduction in a sentence about esoteric and abstruse texts, but I didn't write the introduction. So I have no evidence that I have used this word in writing anytime recently. Let's explain what's going on here. Abstruse goes back to Latin, and it means difficult to understand or obscure. It goes back to the meaning of concealed in Latin. Then there's the word that abstruse is getting confused with, I think, which is obtuse. Now, obtuse also goes back to Latin, and it literally means not pointed or blunt. We can also talk about obtuse angles, which are angles that are greater than 90 degrees and less than 180 degrees. When we think about obtuse meaning blunt, we can see how metaphorically it starts to refer to people as lacking sharpness or not intellectually quick. For example, she's too obtuse to get the hint. But often it's used for someone who's being annoyingly or willfully unperceptive, that they're not understanding, they're being insensitive to what's obvious to other people. And here you'll hear people say, in a kind of frustrated way, "You're being obtuse." Do you use the word obtuse?
Yes, that one, every now and again, I can use that one.
Obtuse can also be used to refer to a comment or a remark. And here it would mean that the comment was not subtle, it was insensitive, it was clumsy. And once we can have an obtuse remark, I think we can see how obtuse and abstruse get all entangled. As the editors of the Merriam-Webster dictionaries write, "The substitution is understandable. Certainly a subject that is abstruse can leave one feeling obtuse. It is also possible," the editors go on to say, "for remarks that are both insensitive and phrased in esoteric language to be both obtuse and abstruse." Now, what I love is that the editors of Merriam-Webster have gone so far as to embrace what is happening here, which is that obtuse now can also mean abstruse. In other words, we're using obtuse to mean hard to understand, and they now have added to the definition of obtuse in their dictionaries, difficult to comprehend, not clear or precise in thought. So some of our listeners may want to hold on to this distinction between abstruse for difficult to understand and obtuse for unsubtle or clumsy, but obtuse is definitely encroaching on abstruse's territory.
You know, I kind of like that angle. Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a really good day.
Anne Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.